This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining me this afternoon. Oh my goodness, it is cold, and this weather has really been unprecedented, I must say. This is not normal Cape Town weather, but I just want to welcome you, and I hope you're going to stay tuned in with us this afternoon. I have a very special guest on this in the studio with us today. We have Alfie Talliot, and she is the president of the Dharma's Kring, and I need to tell you, this is such an exciting, caring group of ladies. But she's going to tell us a little bit about that a little bit later. So, Alfie, baie dankie dat jy saam met ons is vanmiddag. Ons waardeer dit verskriklik baie.
Dankie, René. Dis 'n voorreg om te kan saamgesels.
Reg, so we're just going to take a music break now. And straight after this, we're going to join Alfie. And she's going to tell us a little bit of why she started this organization 17 years ago. I mean, it is a long, beautiful legacy that she has created for women. And as we've celebrated Women's Month in August, we are here to celebrate women all year round. So I'm just going looking forward to having Alfie straight after this. You are with Renette Meiberg on 729 AM, Cape Pulpit. And you know that this is the program where we just have a lot of conversation around family and family matters, and where we give you wisdom, guidance when real life happens in the family. And often we discuss all kinds of avenues where we can support the family unit. And we have a very special guest in the studio with us this afternoon. Her name is Alfie Talliot, and she is the president of the Dharma's Kring. But Alfie, tell me, why have you started this organization? And I know you've been running it for over 17 years. And just give us a little bit of a background, where it started and why you did it, and what has transpired in these last 17 years up until now.
Dankie, Renette. Die organisasie is nie deur my gestig nie. Ek is jammer as daar iewers 'n misverstand was. Die organisasie bestaan al 57 jaar en ek is 17 jaar lank lid van dit. Ja, soos ek sê, die Dames Kring maak al vir 57 jaar so 'n groot verskil in baie vroue se lewens. En ons sal so graag nog baie meer vroue wil uitnooi en verwelkom om by ons aan te sluit. Die ontstaan van die Dames Kring is te danke aan Martella Pretorius. Onder haar leiding, saam met 'n groepie vroue uit die destydse Nelspruit, deesdae Mbombela omgewing, het hulle in 1967 besluit om Afrikaanssprekende Christenvroue op 'n spesiale manier te bemagtig en te versterk. En dit is steeds een van ons hoofdoelwitte, want ons poog om ons lede op geestelike, ekonomiese, politieke, fisiese en opvoedkundige terreine toe te rus en te inspireer en te bemagtig.
Wonderlik, wonderlik. Dit sê baie, want, you know, at the end of the day, even though we are, you know, there's going to be, obviously, you've got English-speaking ladies that have also joined over the years. We as, I mean, I have joined with Susan and them, you know, in Swellendam. And I just am so excited for the way forward because, you know, we have got such a beautiful history, our Afrikaans people have got, you know, our nation has got such a beautiful history, and we, you know, we need to carry that legacy forward. So what is it that you contribute as the president? What are you involved with currently at the moment that is making an impact? I know you were holding conferences and seminars, and what does that look like?
Renette, weet jy, as president, Dent is ek in die besondere bevoorregte posisie om saam met 13 ander vrouens op die uitvoerende bestuur te dien van die Dames Kring. Hierdie vrouens word verkies uit hulle gebiede om hulle gebiede te verteenwoordig. So ons het 'n struktuur binne die Dames Kring wat dit makliker maak om die organisasie seepglad te laat verloop. Gebiede bestaan dan uit takke wat oor die land heen versprei is. en taklede wat dan natuurlik aan die takke behoort. Ons het ook 'n virtuele tak vir vroue vir wie dit moeilik is om in te skakel by haar dorp se se tak.
Dit is wonderlik.
Ons kom so 3 keer 'n jaar by mekaar, ons groep uitvoerende bestuur. Ons het 'n dagbestuur wat ingedeel is in groepe wat dan 'n komitee voorsitter is. Dit help maar net vir die organisasie se werksaamhede. Ons het 'n bemarkings- en projekte komitee, ons het 'n finansiële en administratiewe komitee en dan ons grenaat- en opleidingskomitee. Dit is maar net om ons funksionering mooi te laat verloop en soos ek sê, ek bevoorreg om dan die leiding van die groep vroue te kan neem. Soos jy genoem het, is dit vanjaar ons gebiedskonferensiejaar wat elke gebied 'n konferensie aanbied wat waar ons bymekaar kom, bietjie oor dameskring dinge gesels, ons projekte waar lede die geleentheid het om vrae te vra en deel te neem aan besluite en dan het ons elke keer ook 'n wonderlike spreker wat ons gaste kan verryk.
Wonderful. So tell me, what impact do you have on the woman? You know, what is it that is your heartbeat behind it? Do you do community work? Is it for the individual woman that belongs to the organization? If you can just give us a little bit of a background on that.
Renet, miskien gaan dit makliker wees as ek so 'n bietjie vertel oor die organisasie se doelstellings en dan
dat sal wonderlik wees, dankie.
Ja, ons doelstellings is eerstens om ons Christenskap prakties uit te leef. Dan dra ons graag by tot die behoud en die versterking van gesonde gesinne. En dan deur ons betrokkenheid by en die deelname in ons gemeenskappe bevorder ons die belange van daardie gemeenskap, ons kultuur, ons waardestelsel, die taal, geskiedenis en ons tradisies. Ons poog om goeie menseverhoudings te bevorder en dan ook die sinvolle naasbestaan van sommer alle inwoners van ons mooi land. Dit is vir ons baie belangrik. Binne die dameskring bied ons 'n tuiste vir gewone vroue wat die Here liefhet, wat haar gesin liefhet, wat lief is vir Afrikaans en lief is vir ons land. En dit bied dan 'n platform om te kan saamwerk en same verskil te maak in 'n breër gemeenskap. So kan ons verandering bring en terugploeg en 'n nalatenskap vir diegene te laat wat na ons kom. Ons glo vas dat vroue hulle plek moet volstaan in die samelewing. Soos ek genoem het, is ons 'n landswye organisasie, maar elke tak funksioneer onafhanklik. Ons het 'n klompie nasionale projekte wat ons doelwitte aanspreek, en takke kan dan hierdie opbouprojekte wat ons as baie positief beskou, aanpas en toepas om in hulle spesifieke behoeftes in hulle omgewing te voorsien. Ek sou sê ons vlaggeskip nasionale projek is tans die waardes vir Woelwaters projek, waarmee ons poog om waardes soos respek en eerlikheid en goeie burgerskap onder jong kleutertjies vas te lê. Ons het 'n handleiding saamgestel, beide in Afrikaans en Engels, met stories en Bybelverhale en aktiwiteite wat volwassenes kan gebruik om hiermee te help. Dan het ons 'n groepie vroue wat tans besig is met die laaste fases van 'n lesplangids en 'n werkboekie vir kleuters wat dan saam met hierdie handleiding 'n opvoeder se hand sal versterk. En waar ons die geleentheid kry, oor die land heen, bied ons werkwinkels hieroor aan. Dan nog 'n nasionale projek van Dameskring, ons het 'n beursfonds waarmee ons lede se kinders en kleinkinders tydens hulle studies finansiëel ondersteun. En vanjaar kon ons aan 6 studente wat ook 'n gestremde student insluit, 'n bietjie finansiëel help. Dan, soos ek genoem het, is ons hartstaal Afrikaans. Dis die taal waarin ons bid en droom en dink en doen. Ons ondersteun die Afrikaans 100 veldtog waar dameskring saam met ander organisasies volgende jaar op die 8ste Mei die 100ste verjaarsdag van Afrikaans as amptelike taal
gaan
vier.
O, dit gaan 'n wonderlike fees wees. Ons is uit daarna genooi.
Ja, ek sien uit daarna.
O, ek sien uit daarna.
Ja. Een van ons nabij aan die hart projekte, Renet, waar takke self besluit hoe en waar hulle deelneem daaraan. Ons het elke jaar gedurende Mei maand 'n biddag vir gesinne. Wat hulle dan initiatiewe kan reël waar gesinne aan die Here opgedra word. En dan vra ons spesifiek dat daar gebid word vir eie gesinne, vir die herstel van gesinswaardes, die heling van gebroke gesinne, verwys dit vir ons jong kinders, nee, om in uitdagende tye goeie keuses te maak en dan vir die bewaring van die huwelik. Ons organisasie se termyntema vir 2023 tot volgende jaar Oktober is Amandels van Hoop. 'n Tema wat simbolies kragtig praat van moed hou en aanhou en gedei onder moeilike omstandighede. Omdat ons maar te goed bewus is van die eise wat die samelewing stel en dat vroue 'n groot behoefte het aan hoop. En daarom wil ons soveel moontlik vroue wat ons doelstellings onderskryf intrek in ons kring, sodat ons aan hulle kan hoop gee.
Amen, amen. Wow, that is such a beautiful vision and goal that you all are working with, because it is essential, especially marriages are under such attack at the moment. Families, children are under such, they are exposed to so many things. And, you know, life is not easy at the moment on any level. And this is just gives such, you know, as I'm listening to you, Alfie, it is such so foundational and so essential what you people are offering. So I just want to know that, you know, I really want to encourage you, family and friends out there. This is really something that you people can take on within your own, you know, communities as well. And, you know, Alfie will share with us where they can, you know, where you can possibly find out. And even if it's on the digital, I mean, on the virtual aspect that you might be able to join. Because this is so essential for us as families to stay in unity and that we will go forward as a nation together and that we keep our, you know, our roots in place. So, Alfie, that is a absolutely wonderful, wonderful concept. Have you maybe got, you know, I think we're going to take a music break now because I don't want to start something new, but you know, maybe after the break we can have just a discussion on, maybe just give us, you know, where you've had great success stories. I mean, I love the fact that you can financially, you people are assisting students as well on their, and especially the youth in our country needs a lot of wisdom and guidance. So I really believe that Die Dameskring has got a huge part to play in their future. So Alfie, baie dankie daarvoor. Ons gaan net verder gesels as jy net vir ons 'n bietjie kan vertel van, you know, miskien 'n projekkie wat nou baie suksesvol was of dis enigiets wat julle al nou onlangs gedoen het wat nou baie you know, had a lot of footprint that we can see what else you've done in this year. Okay, we'll catch up with you straight after this. We're going to take a break. Okay, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. And we've got such a wonderful guest in the studio with us today. Her name is Alfie Taljaard, and she's been the president of the Dameskring. And they have really done foundational work that was so essential from youth, from the little ones to youth and to families and to women. And their organization is really an all-rounded, beautiful organization that encompasses the well-being of the whole family. So, Alfie, just give us maybe a little bit of your own personal experience over the years as you've worked. I'm sure you've got some stories to tell, of beautiful stories and some challenges. Maybe you can just share that with us.
Dankie, Renet. Soos ek aan die begin gesê het, is ek nou vir 17 jaar lank lid van die dameskring. My eie hartstak is hier in Johannesburg, die Asvoelkoptak, en deur hulle het ons 'n gemeenskapsprojek waarby ons nou al seker so vir 13, 14 jaar lank betrokke is. Dis die Chokkertjies vir Jesus projek waar dit is 'n kleuterskooltjie daar in die Wesrand wat hulle word onder moeilike omstandighede groot en hulle kry geen staatsondersteuning nie. En ons tak het besluit dat ons wil graag uitreik na hulle en vir hulle 'n bietjie help. So ons het elke jaar het ons 'n groot fondsinsameling en met hierdie fondse betaal ons twee van hulle onderwyseresse per maand. Ons help met hulle elektrisiteit en waterrekening en dan ook op 'n ondersteunende vlak het ons mense wat gereeld daar gaan besoek af lê en hulle bietjie bemoedig en ondersteun en leiding gee.
That is beautiful.
Hulle doen wonderlike werk en dit is vir ons as stak lede is dit 'n verrykende proses om die impak te sien van daarvan om 'n bietjie helpende hand uit te steek. Ons wat ek ook sal wil vertel op 'n persoonlike noot is die verryking wat ek ervaar het die laaste 17 jaar deur skouers te kan skuur met baie oulike en dinamiese vroue, gewone vroue wat verskillende professies beoefen en dit is my regtig 'n groot voorreg om deel van hierdie groep te kan wees. Op nasionale vlak sal ek graag wil vertel van, ek het nou genoem van die werkwinkels wat ons aanbied met die waardeprojek. Ons het die geleentheid gehad om so klompie maande gelede by Mesaksie in Hielbrau 'n werkwinkel aan te bied, wat daar seker omtrent 60 na 70 jeugwerkers was, persone wat met jong kindertjies werk, hulle het 'n klomp kleuterskole en speelgroepies onder hulle, waar daardie persone aan die aanbieder se lippe gehang het om raad te kry en hulp te kry hoe om waardes onder daardie kleuterkies vas te lê. Ons het ook onlangs by Abraham Kriel Kinderhuis hier by hulle Bambanani campus ook 'n werkwinkel aan te bied en dit gee vir ons 'n groot mate van bevrediging om te weet dat ons mense help en versterk om die voorbeeldrol wat hulle moet speel met klein kindertjies te maak werk. Hierdie projek van ons is 100% sonder winsbejag. Ek moes dit nou gesê, ons glo vas dat al hoe ons land gaan omkeer is deur die vaslegging van waardes onder ons kleuters.
Wonderlik.
Ja, en soos ek gesê het, ons het hierdie handleiding vertaal in Engels, want dit maak vir ons baie deure oop en ons droom om dit te vertaal in elke taal van ons land, inheemse taal, want dit maak dit net vir ons soveel makliker om dan die storie te versprei.
That is absolutely beautiful, because the thing is that you are prepared to go over the all the language barriers, which means your access to different areas with the same footprint of respect, you know, bringing in the moral compass back into our society is so essential, and it's so necessary at the moment as we are living in times where the schools don't teach these things anymore. You know, parenting is not even having an opportunity to be able to put that into place because they're not allowed to discipline their children and all these kind of things. So the actual moral compass that you are putting out there. So you're going to share with us, I think, in the next session, just of how do they, you know, how do we actually get access to all this information and how can they join? But in the meantime, I just want to ask you, you know, is it 100% Christian based, or you know, can it be used in a secular situation as well, your modules and your teachings.
Renée, dit is op Christelike waardes gefundeerd. Jy weet, elke waarde, soos byvoorbeeld respek, het een storiekie en dan is een stikkie oor wat sê die Here oor daardie waarde en dan een aktiwiteit. Ek dink mens kan dit sekerlik toepas, maar ek dink as mens teruggaan, is dit alles op wat die Bybel vir ons leer.
Nee, dis wonderlik.
Yeah.
Nee, dit is 100%, want mens moet, that's how you draw the people back to the Lord and, opportunities for the little ones and, the younger ones to start seeking the Lord's in their lives, and that they can go home and when they do these projects, that they can go home and encourage their families to turn to back to Him. And we are really, honestly, I am so impressed with what you are doing on and it sounds so stable and organized and intentional. It sounds intentional what you people are focusing on, and I really value what you are doing, Alfie, and your ladies, and it says so in the word. He says that the ordinary person is going to do extraordinary things, like more better things than what he did. So I think this is what you people are really reaching, in hindsight. You're actually achieving this, that ordinary people can make a big difference in their communities and in their society. Dis baie mooi. Hoor, waardeer dit baie. Alfie, ons sal nou, kan jy glo, ons is al verby ons tyd in hierdie sessie, maar ons gaan weer nou, we're just going to take another music break, and straight after this, Alfie's going to just share with us of how we can join, and what does it look like, what is it, how can they join the areas that they are in already, and even if there's a virtual option, how that would take place, and then Alfie, then you can just tell us how to join you. But we're going to have a quick little break, and we're going to join Alfie straight after this. Good afternoon, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. Boy, have we not had a beautiful session today. Really coming to, the foundational, the moral compass of our country. And we have Alfie Talliot in the studio with us today, and she has been sharing with us the beautiful work that her and her ladies have been doing. She's the president of the Dharmaskring, and it is vital to hear the work that they have been doing. It's incredible. And it's just wonderful that a whole lot of normal ladies have come together, right throughout the year, and they have beautiful projects that bring the moral compass back into society. And it's so essential for us today, as we know that, our children have going through so much problems at the moment with peer pressure. They're not getting the discipline. They're not getting the teachings that they're supposed to be getting in their homes. Parenting's very difficult at the moment. A lot of single parents. And this is just a wonderful opportunity to go and get plugged into an organization that can help you and usher you with wisdom and knowledge in the work that they are doing right now. So Alfie, tell us, how can women that are listening to this program now possibly plug in? I know you've got a virtual option, but that they can maybe get some of your resources. How do they join and be able to have access to these resources so that they can make a difference in their communities as well?
Renée, ons sal so bly wees om enige vrou wat ons doelwitte onderskryf, as hulle na ons sal uitreik. Ons sal graag met hulle kontak maak, soos ek genoem het. Ons het seker so 60 takke oor die land heen. En daar waar daar nie 'n tak is nie, help ons graag om sommer 'n nuwe tak te stig, net soos wat jy gesê het, julle nou onlangs in Swellendam gedoen het.
Ja, ek kan nie wag nie.
Ja, en ons het 'n webwerf waar persone kan gaan loer, dis www.dameskring.co.za. Daar is so 'n bietjie meer inligting oor meer van ons projekte en so aan. En dan natuurlik, ek gaan ons kantoornommer gee, dit is 012-301 1761, waar ons administratiewe beampte Karin sal regsit om persone te help. Dan wil ek sommer net vinnig vertel, jy weet, wat gebeur by 'n takvergadering as ek kan, Renée.
Asseblief.
Jy weet, ons weet dat vroue vandag baie, baie besig is, nê? Nee?
Mm.
En hulle probeer op soveel verskillende terreine hulle alles gee. En dan baie keer as ons hulle nooi om by ons aan te sluit, dan sê hulle, hulle het regtig nie die tyd of die energie om by nog iets betrokke te wees nie. Maar dis nou juist daar waar ons organisasie 'n baie spesiale aanslag het. Jy weet, ons wil juist in daai persoon se besig wees, 'n veilige hawe skep, waar die persoon kan kom asem skep, bemoedig word, bemagtig word en geïnspireer word, sodat daardie persoon dit waarmee sy elke dag en heeldag so baie besig is, makliker en sterker kan volhou. Jy weet, ons het maandeliks vergaderings en byeenkomste en so ook die virtuele tak, wat persone selfs van die buiteland af inskakel as lede. En daar kan ons moed skep en hoop skep tussen eners denkende vroue wat dieselfde waardes het en wat dieselfde dinge voor belangrik is. Jy weet, dit gaan swaar in ons land. Jy het dit ook nou genoem.
Jeez.
En vroue gaan gebuk onder al hulle verantwoordelikhede en hulle so baie balle wat hulle gelyk in die lug moet hou. En by ons vergadering kan hulle kom maar net haarself wees en 'n bietjie skouers skuur met ander oulike vroue, omdat jy weer kan met moed daar uitstap. Ek glo dat alle vroue, jonk en oud, 'n behoefte het om erns te behoort en sinvol betrokke te wees by projekte waarby 'n breër gemeenskap kan baat vind. En in hierdie behoefte glo ek vas voorsien die dameskring.
Joh, beautiful. And that is such a beautiful concept because, you know, I've always wanted to start something like this as well in my past, is that, you know, just a safe place where you can just be you. We share the same concerns in life, the same issues, but we just can be safe and where we can be amongst people that we can trust and believe and that are loving and caring and that can usher us and come alongside us and navigate us through the difficult times that we go through, especially the young moms now today as well, because, you know, they have to work and they have to provide and then they have to still be mothers and wives, and it is really a tough journey for women today. So Alfie, I am so impressed with the work that you people are doing, and I love your heart. I can hear it in your heart that you are so steadfast and so committed to the work that you are doing, and that your heartbeat is really to touch every woman that you have in your organization, that they can live a significant life. And so thank you for your dedication, and may the Lord just continuously use you mightily for his glory and for his kingdom, and that every group of women that you put together are going to be a force of and agents of change in their community.
Baie dankie, Renette. Ek waardeer jou seënwense opreg. En dis vir my 'n groot voorreg om hier te kan betrokke wees.
It was truly a privilege having you with us today, Alfie. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen out there. This is for men as well. Encourage, if you men listening, encourage your wives to join these, because when a happy wife, it makes a happy life, eh? And, you know, we can really encourage people out there. Go and plug yourself in today, where we can have community and you're not alone in this world. And the Lord has not put us, he's put us there for fellowship, so that we can have good fellowship with good company, and that we can do good things for him in these times. So Alfie, baie dankie, may the Lord be with you, and I hope to chat to you soon. I hope to meet you soon, and we will definitely get together as a group in Swellendam, and hope that you can come to visit us there as well.
Baie dankie Renet en seënwense vir jou werk ook.
Baie dankie. Okay, family and friends, that was Alfie Taljaard from Damaskring with us this afternoon. And yes, be safe and take care and stick to the rules. We will see you the same time this time next week and have a good week. God bless you. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.